Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
All right, so, so much going on this morning. Don't even know where to begin. Once again, Joe Biden out there, because, you know, the Democrats know that whatever they say, there's about 40 to 46% of the population that will believe it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you tell them. They will literally believe anything, no matter how childlike, simplistic, or simply bizarre.
Well, if it is something that is negative toward conservatives, Republicans, or Donald Trump, yes, they'll believe it.
What Joe Biden, yesterday is asking the public to believe is that what is going on right now with gas prices going back up again? I mean, last year on this day, they were about $3.18, which is bad.
Yeah.
Now they're in the $3.70s on average. That's the average across the nation, right?
Right.
That gas station owners are out to get you. They are suddenly, for no known reason, it's all very confusing. And by the way, it has nothing to do with the 70 regulations Joe Biden put on the oil industry that have kneecapped America's production and taken 1.5 million barrels off the world market, resulting in escalating gas prices for the whole world that are now beginning to starve people in the third world. But liberals don't care. Those are those brown people, the kind they drop off at Martha's Vineyard. We don't care about them. Unless they want to come to Texas and vote Democrat, they can stay there.
Yeah.
But do not bring them to Martha's Vineyard because we don't want to see them in a checkout line. Those people are beginning to starve in their countries, which is a win-win for the Democrats. They're hoping that they will come here. And if they don't make it here, oh well, there'll be less emissions in those countries. Win-win. Anyway, so it's the gas station owners. The gas station owners. Out of the clear blue. Okay, never did this under Trump, but for some reason are doing it now to Joe. They're gouging people. Otherwise, your gas would be fine. And those 70 regulations that Joe Biden put on oil drilling in this country that returned Russia to what Russia feels, understandably, is its rightful place as the world's lead energy producer, Russia. And OPEC Plus is a good way to put that. Depends on the day. We used to be the world's foremost energy producer. We are not anymore. And there is one person, Lee, who did that. He is not a gas station owner.
Yeah.
His name is Joe Biden. And anytime Joe wants the pain to stop, Joe can make the pain stop because he did it with executive order. And the reason Joe Biden's able to do that, this confuses a lot of people when I say he put these regulations on, is because somewhere, depending on the month, between 20 and 25% of our oil production as a country comes off federal land. So he doesn't need Congress to regulate it. He could do it with his pen. So when you pull up to the pump and you feel the pain, Joe would like you to go inside and start screaming at that very nice man behind the counter. Please do not do that. It is not his fault. It's Joe's fault. So Joe is pretending Joe doesn't know, or Joe just doesn't know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they just hand him the thing and they tell him to sign it. I don't know. But it is absolutely outrageous. I'll explain the very simple economics behind this. A sixth grader could easily understand it. Not even a particularly bright sixth grader. But I'm not sure that our president has that kind of mental acuity. Here's how it works. Okay. And they had to bring a guy by the name of Sal Rizzovalto. He is the president of the New Jersey Gas Station Owners Association to explain basic economics. Okay. What the gas station owner charges you, what you see at the pump this morning if you have to gas up on your way to work, what that is the price the gas station owner expects to pay for the next shipment. That's what that is. And then there's usually a 1 or 2 cent cushion in there. They either don't make any profit because they make it off what they sell inside, or it'll help cover taxes, fees, local, all of that, because it's expensive. It's their expenses, right? So you put that, you put your expenses on top of that. Most gas stations make $0.00 off gas, or they make such a tiny bit, it is completely negligible. It is a small part of their profits. That has not changed in years. Okay, Joe Biden's out there. He wants you to gang up on the gas station owner. Think it's that guy doing it to you.
Look, the message is simple. To the companies running gas stations and setting those prices on the pump, bring down the prices you're charging them on to reflect the cost you pay for the product.
So just bring them down to reflect the cost you pay for the product. So he's lying. He's pretending like all of a sudden that they are jacking the prices up. They are not. Says who? Well, the last time he told this lie, Lee, was in July, and even CNN busted him then. This is a desperation move by the president.
I think news organizations need to be a lot more forceful here, Brian, in calling out the president when he misleads the public like this. We know gas station owners aren't really the ones running away to the bank when gas prices go up. There have been stories in the past about how low the margin of profit is for gas station owners on the...
So even CNN's like, nah. But let's call out Sal, the president of the New Jersey Gas Station Owners Association, to explain basic economics to sixth graders and the president.
The best way to make the president understand, if he really doesn't, if he's just trying to find somebody to blame, then nothing's going to work. But I think the best way to make the president understand would be to ask him a question. Mr. President, if you own a gas station, and that tank truck comes across your driveway to deliver gasoline today, and that gasoline costs 20 cents a gallon more than it did when you bought it the last time, what should you do with the price on the pump? A, leave it the same. B, lower it because prices are already too high. Or C, raise it so you can continue to pay your mortgage, the taxes, the utilities, the employees, and your own paycheck so you can pay the mortgage at home. That question, I think, may help clear things up for President Biden.
So that's where we are. So we're going to pretend that the 70 regulations had nothing to do with any of this. It's very, very frustrating.
No, well, this is where we are.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing that's really frustrating for me, and I'm really glad to see CNBC catching up with where the show has been for so long, months, really, is that they had a guy by the name of Stephen Geiger on. I don't know if you've heard about this. But it is so rare now in America for any sort of truth to be spoken aloud, particularly about finances, right? And they had him on. He's a Wharton professor. He's a pretty milquetoast guy. And he absolutely tore the Fed apart. And he finally said in plain language what I've been saying for months and months and months, that what has happened here is that the Federal Reserve printed a ton of money for Congress because they wanted to spend it. They were looting the Treasury. And now they got high inflation. They got to do something about that, or make it look like they're doing something about that going into the midterms, so that the Democrats can come back into office and finish looting at the Treasury. So what they're doing, he said, is they're going, well, how can we lower inflation? Well, we got to make people poor. Well, how can we make people poor? We're going to attack wages. And so Jerome Powell has been very frank about this. Your wages need to come down. You make too much money. I'm going to have to make you poor so you can't afford to spend money so we can lower inflation that way. Well, there are so many other ways to do that. But they figure you won't figure out what they're doing until it's too late, or maybe you'll never figure it out, which would be even better. And he's asking the question, and this is ricocheted around the internet because nobody could believe he said it, because it's the truth, and we never say anything that's truly. I mean, that never happens in our society. And he said, listen, this whole idea that they're selling, well, wages need to come down, you're making too much money. He said, no. Wages are lagging inflation. They're not keeping up. Wages aren't driving inflation, but what the elites are doing is, well, we'll just make them poor. We've already got ours, and that'll help bring inflation down a couple points. We get our people back in. And he went off on this on CNBC, explaining basic economics to them, which they do not grasp, and just damn near lost his mind. You never see a Wharton professor do this, much less anyone else. And you never see actual economic truths uttered in America on the television. But it actually happened. And it's ricocheting around the internet. So I want you to hear a Wharton professor say what I've been saying, since the beginning of the year. So finally breaking through on CNBC.
Has just, you know, X.
Oh, and he starts basically with how the Fed lied to you for a year and said, no, there's no inflation. We could totally keep printing. To give Biden cover to keep printing, knowing damn well it would cause inflation. And he says it was the worst call in the 100-plus year history of the Fed. But what do? We reappoint Powell. Let him keep going. And now we're all sitting around going, he's going to save us. Yeah, by making America poor.
Has just, you know, executed the last 2 years one of the biggest policy mistakes in the 110-year history of the Fed. By staying so easy when everything was booming and pointing to, my God, inflation is going to be a terrible problem. And now, oh, yeah, we did goof badly there, which he never really admitted. I mean, he still blames some things on Ukraine and, you know, Putin and the supply side, even though oil is way below that level, way beyond that. And now we're saying, oh, my God, he's the God that's going to stop inflation and he's going to crush the wages, which have fallen behind inflation by 3-5%. You can't have cost push inflation when you're lagging inflation. You can't blame wages for inflation when they're 2-5% behind inflation.
He said the other day, why is he putting the burden on these working people, on the unemployed people?
So understand, Lee, it is the stated policy of the Biden administration. Powell is his Fed chairman, to lower Americans' wages, to fix the inflation caused by the Democrats printing money. It is the biggest secret in economics right now. Everybody knows it. So, yes, this ricocheted all over the country yesterday. Because he told the truth on TV, like, nobody does. That's radical. He won't be back, I'm sure.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, folks, there's a reason that the FBI targeted parents who have been speaking up at liberal school board meetings. All they've done is speak up, and they're not dangerous or violent in any way. They're dangerous because of what they think and what they say. And so, of course, the Democrats do now what they reflexively always do. They turn the FBI on them. And the FBI went much further than Merrick Garland, the head of the Department of Injustice, had let us know. In fact, he lied. They had been surveilling parents, it turns out. Remember this? This was, 2 months ago? I mean, every day's new breaking news about the FBI is so shocking that you almost forget the other news. They had actually applied domestic terrorism codes to these parents they're surveilling. You want to know why that's going on? Democrats know what's happening on the ground, and it's really bad. Or, if you're from our side and you don't want your children's mind polluted with filth, really good. Did you see what just happened in Dearborn, Michigan? I mean, you can't get more blue than Dearborn, Michigan, because there's a lot of Muslims there, and they tend to vote Democrat. Why, I do not know, but they do. So, I mean, this is a blue bastion, okay? And what this shows right here is, look, there's only 19,000 employees of the FBI. You cannot terrorize enough parents to stop what is going on at the local level. Although they're going to try. I mean, they're going to try to turn that army of 87,000 IRS on them, too. I'm going to tell you something about that coming up, too, that's good news. Got a lot of good news this morning. Did you hear what just happened in Dearborn? Again, you can't get bluer than Dearborn. It's awesome. Look, at I don't think there's enough FBI agents to open up investigations and terrorize these parents. You know why? 800 of them mobbed a school board meeting. Now, I know it's going to make the FBI mad. You do not criticize your liberal overlords, but these people don't care. Started this weekend, a huge group of parents that included Muslim, Christian, and Jewish leaders from across the political spectrum came together. Oh, gosh, this terrifies them, man. They cannot have people united against them. Came together. You know what they want? They want the porn out of the library. Life's got a lot of porn in the library. A lot of this transgender stuff in the library that is also pornographic on top of it. Just sick stuff. I mean, sick. Stuff children should never, never be exposed to. Of course, the left wants them exposed to it. 800 parents. The huge crowd, which came together in a massive raucous rally this weekend, included Muslims, Christians, and Jews, fed up with the sexualization of their children, and they're coming together to fight back. So their goal is simple: protect the kids from the radical agenda of these educators. They want the explicit material off the library shelves. They want it gone. Right now, as it stands in the schools, and the position of the school board has been that children ought to be able to access this without the permission of the parents. In other words, if the parent calls the school and says, hey, I want to know what Susie or Malik or Muhammad checked out, they won't tell them. They won't tell them. Organizers of the rally to protect our children included Mike Hashem, Stephanie Butler, Hassan Chami, Rolamaki, and Dr. Najee Al-Mudhegi, all united. Wow, FBI, that's a lot of terrorists you're going to have to go after. Y'all, God, you guys are going to be very busy. This is what I'm telling you, this is what the IRS Army's for. The FBI can't raid all these people, and so they want it to become understood and known that if you post something negative, you speak at your school board meeting, you point out that there's porn in the library, you don't want your child to be able to go to school and dress as the opposite sex and change their name without being told, the FBI raid boot through the door is not going to be enough. There's too many of these people. There's too many of these parents. So they're going to have to audit you. And I've explained this on the Battleground podcast extensively. This is why there are 74,000 employees of the IRS. 74,000. So you choose from any one of 74,000 employees. But who did the IRS commissioner choose to staff the new 87,000 strong agency, new office that the Democrats just created in a party line vote at the IRS? Who did they choose? Could have chosen anyone, 74,000 people. They chose Nicole Flack. Nicole Flack was the number two in charge to Lois Lerner. She persecuted Jews because they're very anti-Semitic. And she also persecuted conservatives. So when the left, when their IRS commissioner picks her, they are setting a sign. Persecution to resume. You better shut up at that school board meeting. You better just let your kids walk home with that porn right now. Or we're going to audit you. That's what that's for. That's why you would choose Nicole Flack. By the way, Nicole Flack is also a criminal. Congress issued a subpoena for her computer and three others, including Lerner's. You cannot destroy your computer after that. That is destroying evidence. It's a felony, but the Department of Justice, being as profoundly corrupt as it is, refused to prosecute. A federal judge found that Nicole Flack and three others had politically persecuted both Jews. That's those loyal to Israel. Because, again, the Democrat Party is very anti-Semitic. They are. They haven't changed much since they called themselves the German, the Socialist Germans, the German Socialist Workers Party. They caused a lot of trouble when they were calling themselves by that name. But anyway, that's ancient history. So that's why they chose her. They chose her to send a message. We're coming. You better shut up. But the good news is that none of it has to happen. And the more people who understand that there's a very easy way to stop all of this, the better. Now, Mitch McConnell, the supposed leader of the GOP, who I don't even think is a Republican, would prefer I not tell you what that way is because it's so simple. Yet if you knew, you might demand it. Mitch McConnell would prefer that I shut up. So in the next segment, I'm going to explain it. Coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, so what does Republican leader, he is the number one ranking Republican leader, although I would argue he's not even Republican, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell not want me to tell you right now? He would prefer you did not know. We can fix all this. Now, not fixing the disaster the Democrats has made is best for Mitch because he's got 4.5 years left, which is unfortunate for the country. He's promised this is his last term. That is good news. But unfortunately, it's a 6-year term. So there's a lot of damage Mitch can allow the Democrats to do in the meantime. And the worse the things the Democrats do get, the better for Mitch, because then Mitch can just raise money off of it. So it's best for Mitch and really for the Republican leadership if the Democrats just run wild. And they often help them do that at great damage to their own constituents, figuring they'll never figure it out. And social media will censor the rest. So there's a split right now. It's very interesting. And this is going to make it worse for Mitch, better for us. Because Miranda Devine told another truth in the pages of the New York Post, and it's a great one. The federal government's about to run out of money, which is fabulous. Better for the country if it's shut down. They have till Friday to refund the bill. They need a stopgap spending bill. It's called a continuing resolution. The Democrats can't pass it without Republican votes. Even though they have a slight majority, they need more votes than a majority to get this done, right? So right now, and Mitch would prefer you not know this, we have all the power. We can do whatever we want. And it's Tuesday. So what are some things that we can do? Representative William Timmons talked about this last night at the 4th District Republican Club. I was there. That was cool. And that's this. No continuing resolution. Government shuts down unless Joe Biden agrees to fund the Border Patrol and to shut the border. Now, Kevin McCarthy tentatively has signaled, we'll see, he hasn't said no, tentatively has signaled that he will support this. Here's how she writes it. Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has done the right thing by urging his members to vote against any government funding bill that does not address the surge of illegal migration. Now, we'll see if they try funny stuff to make it look like they did something. That it's totally within Kevin's wheelhouse to do that. But, she writes, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is stonewalling. He wants to help the Democrats. He wants to keep the border open for his Chamber of Commerce buddies who fill his coffers. So that he can then take them. Do you know what Mitch McConnell does with his money? This isn't credit. If you want to know why we lose, people get so frustrated. Why do we lose? We can't win. Mitch McConnell. That's why. You know what Mitch McConnell does with the money from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that they pay him to keep the borders open? He puts it in his PACs. And then he uses it. Not against Democrats. Why would you do that? No, he uses it against conservative Republicans in the primaries. See, right now, we are in a Vulcan mind meld death grip battle for the country. And Mitch McConnell just spent $4 million in New Hampshire trying to defeat a Republican candidate in the New Hampshire primary who's loyal to Trump. Okay. New Hampshire is more than likely going to send a senator who's a Democrat, no matter what we do. It's just the reality there. Why would you blow $4 million trying to defeat a conservative in a primary in New Hampshire? Because they are so concerned with stamping out anyone who even speaks positively of Trump, making sure nobody does that again, that they don't care about defeating Democrats. So he just spent $4 million trying to defeat that Republican. His name is Don Bolduc, and thankfully, Bolduc won. So you know what happened then? Mitch McConnell refused to acknowledge that. Normally, you would acknowledge that, and you would infuse cash into the race to help him beat the Democrat. Mitch McConnell won't transfer the money. Neither will the RNC. Now do you see why we lose? We're controlled opposition under Mitch McConnell. He's a Bush loyalist. He is the last bit of debris from the Bushes, and he must go. We don't have 4.5 years. We don't have time. So Mitch McConnell's saying, no, 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 no. We're just going to hand the Democrats our vote. Let them keep going. Kevin McCarthy saying no, breaking with Mitch McConnell, urging Republicans to shut the government down if we don't get border security. Now, here's the thing they really, really don't want you to know. There's something else Kevin McCarthy could do. We'll see if he does it. We'll see if Republicans figure it out. Something else Mitch McConnell could do. You know that army I was just talking about of 87,000 IRS agents? None of that has to happen. GOP leadership could stop it right now. They could do it this week. You know how? Democrats can't get that continuing resolution through without our votes. Ooh, that's a problem. So all we have to do is either demand the defunding of the IRS agents or sunset that continuing resolution for February 1st. Guess what? Because we are going to take the House, and that means we get to rewrite it. We'll just defund them in February. No biggie. Either way, we win. I would prefer to defund them now, before the election. It's kind of like getting it all in writing before a marriage. That'd be my preference. But at this point and level of desperation, I will take a February 1st sunset. And then you know what you get to do? Take everything the Democrats did, wad it up, throw it away. It would be best to do it now because the Democrats need our votes. But look, at this point, I'll take either. Mitch McConnell, just you understand this. So you understand the way our country works. That's what I do here. Mitch McConnell is refusing to do any of it. He'd rather fundraise off what the Democrats are doing and figure you aren't going to figure out. He's their biggest backer. He is dedicated to eliminating anyone who's not a Bush Republican, which is pretty much all of us now that we've figured out what the Bushes are in the primaries. He is blowing money trying to get Trump in the primaries. And by the way, again, when Don Bolduc, he is a general from the Pentagon. I mean, a highly honorable guy. He's a great candidate. But he doesn't play Mitch's game. So Mitch wants him gone. This is why we lose. We do not lose because of Pelosi. We do not lose because of Schumer. I did a Battleground podcast on this last week explaining the top five enemies that you have. And until we can name them off the top of our heads, we will not win. And their names are not Pelosi, not Schumer, not Biden. Mitch McConnell, number one enemy of the people. Because he allows the FBI, he allows the DOJ, he allows the Democrats to do what they do, and he backs them. And in turn, the Democrats' donors fill his coffers. That's how this works. It has to stop. We've eliminated a lot of this, folks. Trump eliminated a lot of it. Trump has had win after win after win after win in the primaries. It's been fantastic. He's purging the party of the scourge that is Mitch McConnell and the Bushes. And Mitch doesn't like it. He's throwing a temper tantrum. But in the process, Mitch is protecting an army of 87,000 aimed at you. And the poor parents of Dearborn, Michigan, who just want the porn out of the library and want to be able to know if their kid checked it out. And, you know, when you see Christians and Jews and Muslims come together 800 strong to say no more, no more, nope, no more trans education, no more transitioning the kids in school without telling the parents, no more porn in the library, get it out. And it's one of the bluest parts of this country. Folks, we are winning minds and hearts. We will win if we can get Mitch out of the way. Well, you remember when anybody who suggested online that there might be side effects from that shot, the COVID shot, was immediately censored. God forbid if you were to suggest that VAERS, you know, it's now recorded 31,000 deaths from the shot, of which we are not allowed to speak, that VAERS, which was created by Congress and is run by the CDC, it's not a conspiracy website, that the deaths in VAERS, you know, might indicate there's a problem with the shot on account of there is more deaths in the last year and a half from the shot than every other shot we've tracked for 30 years, every single one of them combined, that there might be something up. You couldn't say that about VAERS, but the CDC came out and said, you know what, we'll analyze the data and we'll tell you what's going on. They promised to do that. Rochelle Walensky, head of the CDC, promised to do that, but it turns out she lied. For the first time, they did not analyze the shot data. Didn't want to know why 31,000 people were dead. Did not want to know at all. Oh, and hundreds of thousands of debilitating injuries. But who really cares? Well, now the CDC might have to turn some of that over. Ouch. When they were censoring Americans like me, who were asking these questions in horror at the level of death that was being reported, while people were being fired from their jobs for not being willing to die for a shot that does not work, other people at the CDC, we're saying, well, listen, we'll launch this app. We'll let people, it's called the VSafe app. We'll let people report. And if there's any problems at all, we will stop the shot. Well, people did report. They downloaded the app and they reported. They collected data from millions of participants, many of whom are either maimed or dead, I have no doubt, or suffering debilitating illnesses from the shot. And they said, we're going to do this, man. We're going to protect you. So we're going to send you now if you say there's anything wrong with the shot. How'd that work out? Not so good. Because they won't turn the data over. They won't turn the data over. The good news is a federal court in Texas has given them 4 days. Turn it over. It's going to be bad when they do. Or good from my perspective. We can finally have the truth in this country. It's not going to be pretty, though, and they're going to try to blame Trump for it. You wait.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.